It's been a long Monday. Education struggling with implementation chaos, justice advocates are alarmed by deepfake implications, and most people don't even understand what they're dealing with. But tomorrow morning, practitioners across every industry still need to know what actually works. I've spent the day diving through implementation data, and the pattern is crystal clear. Simple tools are crushing complex systems. Maya, you've been in the trenches with healthcare deployments. What's the reality on the ground?
The reality is brutal honesty time. Last Tuesday, I watched a $450,000 AI diagnostic system get outperformed by a nurse using ChatGPT Plus for $20 a month. The hospital spent 18 months on deployment, custom APIs, infrastructure. Meanwhile, the emergency department started using basic LLMs for triage notes and saw 40% time savings in 2 weeks. No committees, no vendors, just results.
That matches what I'm seeing perfectly. We implemented 3 AI tools last quarter, spent $80,000 on a comprehensive medical AI suite that's still not fully operational, versus our residents who started using Claude for discharge summaries at $25 per user. Guess which one actually improved patient care? The expensive system requires 16 hours of training per physician. The simple tool? 10 minutes, and they're productive.
It's exactly the same in creative fields. Agencies are dropping $200,000 on AI transformation consultants, while freelancers are building entire workflows with Midjourney, Runway, and basic automation tools for under $200 monthly. I watched a major studio's AI initiative implode after 14 months, while 3 artists with laptops launched a competing service in 6 weeks. Those numbers are staggering. The UNESCO report on deepfakes mentioned infrastructure costs as a barrier, but it sounds like the real barrier is overthinking it. What's driving this pattern?
Implementation theater. Companies feel they need to do AI properly. Steering committees, vendor assessments, compliance frameworks. Meanwhile, practitioners need solutions yesterday. By the time the official deployment arrives, the problem has evolved 3 times and half the team has already jury-rigged their own solutions.
In healthcare, we're seeing this bifurcation constantly. Official channels pursuing FDA-approved integrated systems taking 24 to 36 months to deploy. Unofficially, physicians using LLMs for literature reviews, differential diagnosis brainstorming, patient communication drafts. The reliability study shows 85% accuracy for general medical queries. Not perfect, but infinitely better than the nothing we get while waiting for perfect systems.
The creative industry learned this lesson hard. Remember when everyone thought AI art would need specialized workstations, proprietary software? Now, I'm generating production-ready assets on my phone during coffee breaks. The tools that won aren't the ones with the best tech specs. They're the ones people actually use. Let's get specific about failure. Chen, you mentioned an $80,000 system that's not operational. What went wrong?
Everything that could. The vendor promised seamless EHR integration. Took 4 months just to get Red Access. Then came HIPAA compliance reviews, IT security assessments, clinical validation studies. Each phase revealed new requirements nobody anticipated. Meanwhile, the actual AI model was outdated by the time we started testing. Classic waterfall deployment in a rapids environment.
That's the pattern everywhere. A regional bank spent $1.2 million on an AI fraud detection system. Deployment timeline, 18 months. By launch, fraudsters had evolved 3 new attack vectors the system couldn't handle. Their competitor implemented a $50,000 solution in 6 weeks, iterating monthly. Guess who has better fraud prevention now?
We had an agency burn through $300,000 on a custom AI content generation platform. 2 years in development, launched just as GPT-4 made it obsolete. The kicker? Their junior designers had been using $30 a month tools to do the same work better for the past year. Management just didn't know. This infrastructure gap the synthesis mentioned, it's not about missing technology, it's about missing pragmatism. How do you navigate team resistance when bypassing official channels?
You don't bypass, you create parallel tracks. Official procurement continues for compliance while we run pilots with immediate tools. Once the pilot shows 10x returns, suddenly it becomes the official solution. I've never seen a CFO argue with 40% productivity gains, regardless of how we got there.
The resistance pattern is predictable. Senior physicians worry about liability, IT panics about security, administration fears job losses. But when you show them a resident finishing notes in 15 minutes instead of an hour, when you demonstrate error rates dropping because doctors aren't exhausted, resistance melts. Start with volunteer early adopters. Document everything. Let success create demand.
Creative teams are easier. We're used to adopting new tools weekly. The resistance comes from creative directors who spent decades mastering traditional tools. Solution? Don't position AI as replacement. Position it as amplification. Show them how it handles the tedious parts so they can focus on actual creativity. Let's talk integration nightmares. What are the specific technical gotchas people miss?
API rate limits will murder your workflow. Beautiful demo, scales to 5 users, dies at 50. Data formatting mismatches, your AI outputs JSON, your system needs XML, suddenly you're building translation layers. Authentication breaks randomly. Vendors sunset features without warning. Version updates break integrations. Plan for 30% of your time just maintaining connections.
In healthcare, the nightmare is data privacy. LLMs want to learn from everything. HIPAA says absolutely not. You need local deployments or careful API configurations. One misconfigured setting and you're feeding patient data to public models. We've seen 3 near misses this year from doctors copying patient notes into ChatGPT.
For creatives, it's asset management chaos. AI generates thousands of variations. Your damn system chokes. File naming conventions collapse. Version control becomes impossible. We spent more time organizing AI outputs than creating them until we built proper automation workflows. Don't underestimate the unsexy infrastructure work. The EU's high-risk AI classifications add another layer. How do you handle compliance without paralysis?
You start by understanding what's actually high risk. Most implementations aren't. Customer service chatbots? Not high risk. Basic automation? Not high risk. Document processing? Not high risk. Healthcare diagnosis? Yes, but even there, physician-in-the-loop implementations have clearer paths. Don't let legal's paranoia about potential regulations stop practical improvements today.
Medical AI compliance is fascinating because the regulations are actually quite pragmatic. As long as physicians maintain decision authority, as long as we're transparent about AI involvement, as long as we can audit decisions, we're generally fine. The problems come when vendors promise autonomous systems, keep humans in the loop, document everything, proceed.
Creative industries have different concerns, copyright, attribution, deepfakes. But again, practical solutions exist. Watermarking, blockchain verification, clear usage policies. The tools solving these problems cost hundreds, not hundreds of thousands. The expensive consultants telling you to wait for perfect solutions, they're selling fear, not value. What about successful implementations? Give me the victories that actually matter.
Emergency department in Detroit. Implemented basic LLM for triage documentation. Cost, $3,000 monthly for licenses. Time saved, 3 hours per shift per nurse. Patient wait times dropped 35%. ROI positive in week 3. No vendors, no consultants, just IT helping nurses set up accounts and basic training.
Radiology Group in Phoenix. Instead of waiting for FDA-approved AI diagnosis tools, they use LLMs to pre-draft reports. Radiologists review and edit instead of writing from scratch. 50% time reduction, error rates actually decreased because the AI catches inconsistencies. Implementation time? 1 weekend. Cost? $500 per radiologist monthly.
Boutique design agency in London replaced $50,000 annual stock photo budget with Midjourney and Stable Diffusion. Now they create custom assets for every client. Implementation was teaching designers prompt engineering. Took 2 afternoons. Client satisfaction up, costs down 90%, turnaround time halved. These Tuesday morning actions you mentioned, what literally happens when someone walks into their office tomorrow?
First, identify your biggest time sink. Not what you think wastes time. Actually track it. For most knowledge workers, it's email drafting, meeting summaries, or routine documentation. Second, sign up for Claude or ChatGPT Plus, personal card if needed, expense it later. Third, spend 1 hour learning to write effective prompts for your specific use case. Fourth, use it for one full day. Fifth, document time saved. That's it. No committees, no proposals, just experimental validation.
For healthcare specifically, pick your most repetitive documentation task: patient education materials, discharge summaries, referral letters, whatever consumes hours weekly. Create a prompt template that includes your required elements. Test with 5 cases, refine, then roll out to willing colleagues. Keep PHI out initially. Use synthetic examples. Once you prove value, then engage IT for proper implementation.
Creatives should pick one production bottleneck: concept variations, background removal, style matching. Find the AI tool that specifically addresses that bottleneck. Most offer free trials. Spend $50, $100 testing paid versions. Compare output quality and time saved. If it works, scale. If not, try the next tool. Iteration beats planning. What about change management? How do you handle the human side?
Forget change management theater. Show, don't tell. When someone sees their colleague leaving at 5 p.m. instead of 8 p.m., finishing the same work, they'll ask how. That's your opening. Peer learning beats top-down mandates every time. Create Slack channels for tips sharing. Celebrate small wins publicly. Make heroes of early adopters.
In medicine, we frame it as patient care improvement. This tool helps me spend more time with patients instead of computers. No physician argues with that. We also emphasize augmentation over replacement. The AI handles mundane tasks so doctors can focus on complex decision-making. Ego protection matters.
Creative industries respond to portfolio results. When AI-assisted work starts winning pitches, winning awards, landing bigger clients, adoption accelerates. We run internal competitions, traditional methods versus AI-assisted. When AI-assisted consistently wins on quality and speed, holdouts convert themselves. Let's address the elephant. What about when AI fails? Because it will.
Failure recovery is everything. Last month, our scheduling AI completely mangled a clinic's appointments. Disaster? No. We had manual backups, caught it within 2 hours, fixed it. Now we have better monitoring. Failures teach you edge cases documentation never mentions. Budget 20% of your time for failure recovery and iteration.
Medical AI failures can be serious, but they're usually predictable. The model hallucinates drug interactions. That's why physicians review everything. It misses a rare condition. That's why we use it for common cases first. Every failure improves our implementation guidelines. We've documented 47 failure modes and their preventions. That knowledge is gold.
Creative failures are often happy accidents. AI generated something completely wrong. Sometimes that sparks better ideas than the original brief. But for client work, always have parallel pipelines. AI handles ideation and volume. Humans handle final selection and refinement. Build quality gates into your workflow. Cost reality check. What does implementation actually cost in dollars and hours?
For a 50-person team implementing basic AI tools, $1,000, $2,000 monthly in licenses. 40 hours total training time spread across the team. 20 hours monthly maintenance and optimization. Compare that to enterprise solutions, 100,000 plus upfront, 6-month deployments, 200 plus hours training. The math is obvious.
Our radiology implementation, $500 per user monthly for tools, 10 hours initial training per physician, 2 hours weekly for optimization and sharing best practices. Traditional PACS AI integration, quote, $850,000 plus $100,000 annual maintenance. We achieved 80% of the benefit for 5% of the cost.
Small creative studio real numbers, $300 monthly for AI subscriptions, 20 hours learning curve per designer. Now saving 60 hours monthly per person. Previous attempt at custom AI solution, $75,000 development cost, never launched. Sometimes expensive failure teaches you to value simple success. What would you tell someone who's been burned by previous tech implementations?
This is different because you control it. No vendors, no lock-in, no multi-year contracts. Try it for a month. If it doesn't work, cancel and move on. You've lost $100 and learned something. That's not failure. That's cheap education. The tools that matter have free trials and monthly subscriptions for exactly this reason.
Healthcare has decades of failed IT promises, but these tools don't require infrastructure changes. They layer onto existing workflows. Start personal, prove value, then formalize. If IT says no, you've still improved your own productivity. Individual adoption drives institutional change, not vice versa.
Every creative has boxes of obsolete hardware and licenses for dead software. But AI tools are mostly cloud-based, constantly updated, immediately useful. The commitment is minimal, the upside massive. Treat it like any other creative tool. Experiment, play, see what works for your style. Final thoughts. What's the one thing people get wrong about implementation?
They think it needs to be perfect and comprehensive. Wrong. It needs to be useful and iterative. Start solving one real problem today with whatever tool is available. Perfect solutions delivered never beat good solutions delivered now. Tomorrow morning, pick one task and one tool. Everything else is procrastination disguised as planning.
Healthcare especially suffers from perfection paralysis. We wait for 100% accuracy when 85% would transform patient care. Use AI where it's strong, humans where it's weak. The hybrid approach isn't compromise, it's optimization. Stop waiting for AI to replace doctors. Start using it to make doctors more effective.
The creative industry keeps debating whether AI threatens artistry. Meanwhile, practical artists are using these tools to execute ideas they never could before. Implementation isn't about the technology, it's about what you create with it. The best time to start was a year ago. The second best time is right now. After 3 weeks of exploring AI tools, their promise, reality, and implementation, one pattern emerges clearly. The gap isn't technological, it's practical. While institutions debate and deliberate, individuals deliver. The tools exist, they're affordable, they work. The only question is, will you be explaining why you can't implement them, or showing others what you've built?